While her Tanchamar constituency office, based in Sackville, will remain untouched, MLA Megan Mitten will have less staff support at the provincial legislature in Fredericton starting next month. The 2025 Liberal budget includes a drastic cut to funding that the Green Party caucus has been receiving to staff their Fredericton office, from $358,000 last year down to $204,000 in the coming year. That's a 43% drop and a cut of $154,000. At the same time, the government's caucus funding is going up this year by the exact same amount, $154,000. CHMA spoke to Tanchamar MLA Megan Mitten about the cut last week.
The formula for funding the caucus offices has been changed. And the government's trying to claim it's because we lost one MLA, but that's not accurate. We already had our funding reduced after the last election due to that. They've restructured the whole formula and essentially cut $150,000 from our budget. And so what is happening is that, you know, it's very upsetting, but two of our four staff are having to be laid off.
Local Journalism Initiative reporter with Brunswick News, John Chilibeck, reported on March 11th that Green Party Press Secretary Jill Mercereau and Executive Assistant Lindsay DeMerchant will be losing their jobs at the end of the month. Liberal government House Leader Marco LeBlanc told Chilibeck that the decision to cut Greens caucus funding was reflective of the fact that they lost one-third of their caucus in the last election. But Green researcher Josh O'Donnell confirms that the Greens budget was already cut after the election by about $11,000 to reflect the loss of MLA Kevin Arsenault. O'Donnell says that the budget had been reduced according to the prior formula, which allotted $25,000 per MLA and a larger amount for party leaders.
I do think it's anti-democratic what they've done, I don't know if I have strong enough words to say how strongly I disagree with what they've done. And it's not just us. It's about democracy and about, like, what if there was another third party? It's really, it feels like they're trying to go back to a two-party system, and they don't like that we're there, but too bad, we're there. We were elected to be there, and we'll continue to do our jobs.
In her weekly news conference last week, Premier Susan Holt explained to reporter Bruce Wark that the decision was made by an all-party committee of the legislature, albeit one dominated by Liberals and one that meets in secret.
It's a decision that group makes, and so I understand that they considered proposals and a model for how those government members and opposition and third-party offices are funded. How they choose to spend those funds between staff and other things is the decision of those offices. But I believe that a decision was come to that the members of the committee agreed to that looked at proportionality and what was most equitable and fair across all 49 representatives in the House. And so it's not my intent to override the work of that legislative committee.
Mitten says she and Green leader David Kuhn tried to convince their colleagues to reconsider.
We did try to advocate for something, for a different outcome. And I did express that I thought that this was undermining our democracy and the ability of our party. That's what I think they're trying to do, of our party to hold them accountable in the legislature and do our work. And we weren't able to get them to change it. And so here we are.
But Mitten says she is determined to rise to the occasion.
That isn't going to slow me down. If anything, it lights a fire even more under me to make sure that I'm doing everything I need to in the legislature to hold this government accountable.
While the 43% budget cut will shrink Green Party staff resources in Fredericton, Mitten's constituency office in Sackville will not be affected by the change.
So that does not affect my constituency office. It does not affect the work that I do to help navigate systems for people and work on things like that. Or, like, I'll still be having community meetings. I'll still be doing all the things that I do in the community in Fredericton. What it means is we will have fewer resources, but you know what? We're frankly the most prepared at committee. We ask good questions, we bring amendments, and we're still going to keep doing that, even if they're trying to make it harder for us to do it.
That's Tantramar MLA Megan Mitten. The Green Party caucus in Fredericton will lose two staff members next week as a result of a change in funding formulas made by a confidential legislative administration committee. The Liberal Majority Committee has cut $154,000 from the Green budget and added the same amount to the budget for government MLAs.
This is Erica Butler reporting for CHMA Sackville and the Local Journalism Initiative.